Well, a warm welcome along to Wednesday's Newcastle update. And the latest regarding the takeover of the club is that beIN Sport have urged the Premier League to block the sale of Newcastle to a Saudi-backed consortium. Well, PCP Capital Partners, of course, proposed takeover of the club is nearing completion. But a letter sent by the broadcaster beIN Sport claims that Saudi Arabia is involved in the illegal streaming of Premier League matches, threatening the future value of the league rights worldwide. Meanwhile, Newcastle's managing director Lee Charnley has not been asked to stay on at the club reportedly for an interim period and expects to leave when the takeover is announced in the coming weeks, although he says he would be willing to stay on for a handover period. Well, of course, there's been plenty of speculation over the future of Steve Bruce since this takeover proposal, and the latest reports suggest that the new owners are lining up a move for former Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino. The Argentinian has been out of work since leaving Spurs in November, but has always suggested he'd be keen on returning to management in the Premier League, and Newcastle could be his next destination if reports are to be believed. Well, finally, for the bulletin, we finish with transfer news because reports in France are suggesting that Newcastle and Manchester United are battling it out for the Rennes left-back Fatout Mouassa. Well, the left-back has impressed for Rennes this season, helping the side to third in Ligue 1 with just 10 matches remaining of the season. And according to L'Équipe, both Newcastle and Man United are competing for his signature. It's understood the Magpies tried to sign Mouassa for £7 million in the winter. That move failed to come to fruition at the time, but it's thought that Newcastle's interest hasn't gone away and they're keen to sign the player whose contract expires at Rennes in the summer of 2021. That's all for now. We'll have more later.